word. If you'll turn with me to the book of Jonah, I'm going to look at a very familiar passage this evening, a very familiar story, and we won't take too much time. I will try to keep that in mind, but I don't think it'll be a problem this evening. We're looking at Jonah chapter 3 specifically, and we'll read through this chapter, and then we'll have a word of prayer. Jonah chapter 3, beginning in verse number 1, it says, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city, a 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not." Let's begin in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you again for this time that we have to come together to worship you, to read your word, and to study it together. Lord, help us to learn something this evening that we can apply to our lives. I pray that you would do a work that only you can do. Lord, help me to not be in your way. I pray that you would strengthen me, fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow your leading this evening. And Lord, help each of us not just to be hearers of your word, but to be doers also. We are grateful for the truths that you give to us. And I pray that you help us to apply them this evening. If there is anyone here this evening that doesn't know you as their Savior, I pray that they would not leave without speaking to someone about that first. Lord, please convict them. I love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. As we're looking here at Jonah chapter 3, of course, we all have heard this story. We've heard it preached and taught many, many times. We know that God came to Jonah in chapter 1 and gave him the commission to go to Nineveh and to cry against it. But Jonah ran the other direction. He didn't want to do that. That wasn't in his plans. And so in that, he running away, he was disobeying God. He was trying to get away from the presence of the Lord. And he found himself being chastened by the Lord. He's going out into the sea and the tempest comes. And the only way they could get the tempest to stop was to throw Jonah overboard. And so he finds himself in the belly of a fish, a great fish. And then in Jonah chapter 2, we see Jonah is trying to restore his relationship with the Lord. And after he restores his relationship with the Lord, we then come to Jonah chapter 3. Jonah chapter 3, God is commissioning Jonah yet again. He's giving Jonah a task to complete, and it's the same task that he gave him before. He's giving him a second chance. It says there, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time." And if I could just pause for a moment and say, I'm grateful that we serve a God of second chances. Amen. I don't know how many times I have failed the Lord, but he has never failed me. And he's given me opportunity after opportunity to come back to him and to trust in him and follow him. "The word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee." As we're looking at this passage this evening, I want us to understand that the Lord has done something amazing. These people of Nineveh were very wicked and violent people. They were evil. And their wickedness had come up before God. That's why God was sending Jonah to speak to them. And as we see in this chapter, Jonah goes and he preaches, and these people turn from their wickedness. They turn from their evil and violence, and they turn to God. And it's an amazing thing. We see God work in this chapter, work through Jonah, work in these people of the Ninevites. And we see him even repent of the evil that he said he would do. What an amazing thing to be able to see God do these things. And I believe I can speak for each and every one of us tonight that we want to see God work in our day. We live in a wicked world, do we not? There's evil and violence happening all around us, and we need God to do a great work. But God desires to work through his people. And if we're going to see God work, then there's some things that are going to have to take place. Some things that we see in this chapter that we can apply. Number one, we notice that God commissions. As we mentioned, God commissioned Jonah to go to Nineveh. He firstly says to Jonah, arise. Get up, Jonah. Get on your feet. Stand up. I have a task for you to do. There was something important for Jonah to do. God said, arise. Have some urgency. I need you to go to Nineveh and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. God has given us a task today. God desires us to live for him today, and we need to understand that this is an urgent thing. We need to understand the urgency that God has in the tasks that he gives. It's important. You know, as I thought about as I was growing up, when my parents would come and tell me, it's time to go, we need to leave, you know, sometimes they would say, you know, we're going to the store, would you like to go with us? It didn't seem all that important, I didn't have to go, not a problem. But if they came up to me and said, okay, get up, it's time to go, we need to leave. I understood. This is important. There's some urgency here. We need to get up, we need to get moving. It's exactly what we're seeing here as God comes to Jonah, the word of the Lord comes unto Jonah. He says, arise, stand, get on your feet. There needs to be some urgency when we hear God commissioning us, when we hear God giving us a task and telling us to live for him. We see the sense of urgency, the important work to be done. Do we see that today? Do we see that importance today? Or are we sitting in our apathy saying, oh, God has given us a task, but it's a nice thing to do, but I don't really need to do that. Are we careless? Or do we understand that this is something that God desires for us to do? We need to get up. We need to get moving. Arise, people of God. Arise, Jonah. Go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I give thee. God commissioned Jonah. He told Jonah to go and preach. And again, I can't help but think every time I come to this passage and I think of God telling Jonah to go and preach, go and cry against Nineveh, I can't help but think about the Great Commission. God has told us, he's commissioned us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. God has given us a great task to do. We need to get up, we need to get on our feet, and we need to get moving. This is urgent. We don't have much time. There are people lost, they're dying, and they're on the way to hell. Do we understand the importance? Arise, go. God comes to Jonah, he says, arise, go unto Nineveh, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. And again, God commissions Jonah, but Jonah had to obey, didn't he? Jonah had to obey, or he wasn't going to see God work in his life, or work in the lives of the people. As Jonah is here in this chapter, he's hearing the word of the Lord. He's hearing God speak to him and commissioning him to go and preach. He's hearing God, and I wonder how many of us hear the word of the Lord week after week, day after day. We get up in the morning, we read the Bible, and we see God giving us things to do. We see him telling us how to live. And how do we respond? How do we respond to God's working in our lives? How do we respond in God's teaching and preaching in our lives? When we hear the word of the Lord, what do we do? Do we do what Jonah did in the first chapter and say, I've got a different plan, I'm going to go the other direction? Or do we get ourselves right in a right relationship with the Lord? And in chapter 3, as we see Jonah do, obey the Lord. We see Jonah arose and went. We don't even see any kind of reply to that. Jonah just gets up and goes. He said, yes, Lord, I'll go. There was a sense of urgency. Jonah heard the word and he did it. And I know that's a very simple thought, but we're reminded of that again, yet again in James chapter 1, verse 22. We're told, don't just be hearers of the word, but doers also. How many opportunities do we get to hear God's word? And what is our response to it? Are we obedient, or are we like Jonah in chapter 1 and we run the opposite direction? But God not only gave Jonah the task, he equipped him with the things that he needed to fulfill the task. So obviously, the Lord comes to Jonah and he very specifically says here to Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. He gave him direction. He told them where to go. You know, sometimes we don't even get necessarily the destination, but God says go, and we need to get up and go anyway. I mean, I think of Abraham. What did God tell Abraham? Pack your things, get up, it's time to move. I have a land promised for you. And what did Abraham do? He obeyed. He got up and he went, not knowing whither he went, as we read in Hebrews chapter 11. That was the faith that Abraham had. What kind of faith do we have? Are we obeying the Lord? And as we obey the Lord, he equips us. He gives us the direction. Abraham didn't go not knowing where he was going the entire time. The Lord would give him step by step where to go. If we are obedient, God will lead us. He will give us direction. But he not only gives him the where to go, but he also the direction as to where to go. But God told Jonah to preach. God tells us to preach, doesn't he? Well, what do we preach? What do we say? What am I supposed to say to this lost and dying world who don't know who God is? What was Jonah to say to these Ninevites to get them to turn from their wicked ways? It says right here, preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. I'm thankful that God didn't just say preach and then left it at that. He said, preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. I will tell you what to say. I will give you the words. But I need you to obey. And as we obey, God will give us the things that we need. He's given us his word already. At this time, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, and he was told as he was going, this is what I want you to preach. We're already given God's word today. We're already given God's word, and we're told the gospel. We're told to go preach the gospel to every creature. We're told to tell them how Jesus Christ came. He died on the cross, was buried, and he rose again. He paid their sin debt. And by grace, through faith, they can receive that gift of salvation. He's given us his word. He's given us the commission. He's given us his word. He's told us what to say. He doesn't just commission us, but he gives us what we need to fulfill the task. I'm thankful that God not only tells us what to do, but helps us along the way in what we need. Joshua 1, verse number 8. A very familiar verse. You can turn there with me. Joshua 1, verse number 8. Speaking of God's word and obedience. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This, again, the success, we've heard this over and over again. The success is not just a making of money, as we think of in a human realm. It's not of the fame and the fortune. This success is bringing glory to God. The success is laying up treasures in heaven. If we want to see success, if you want to see God work, then we got to look to God's word and trust in him to supply us with the things that we need. And we observe to do. We don't just hear it, but we do it. We observe to do according to that all that is written therein. We need to look to God's word. We need to look to him and trust in him. God came and he commissioned Jonah, and Jonah was obedient. Because of that, that is an opportunity that Jonah had. You know, not every time that you speak to someone are they going to reply in the way that they ought to. Thankfully, in this instance, that's what happened. But I don't know how many times have you gone out and you've given the gospel and they don't accept it. They don't accept Christ. That happens. But if we're going to see God work in their life, then we have to first be willing to go and speak to them. We have to obey. And then as Jonah obeyed, we see that Nineveh obeys as well. Jonah comes and he preaches to the Ninevites. And it says, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Someone once said that's the shortest message someone's ever preached. I don't know exactly what all happened that day, but this is what we're told that he said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And as Jonah went and he obeyed, he preached what God had told him to preach. Then we see Nineveh responding to God's message. In order for Jonah to see God work, he had to obey first. Then the Ninevites obeyed. We see Nineveh taking steps of obedience. Firstly, we see in verse number 5, so the people of Nineveh believed God. They put their faith in God. They heard the message of God, and they realized that we are standing before a holy God. We are a wicked and violent people who are standing before a holy God. We believe God. They realized the seriousness of the situation, and they humbled themselves. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them, all of them. No one was exempt. Every one of them came before God and humbled themselves before Him. We need to humble ourselves before God. Nineveh cried mightily unto God. As they realized their need of the Lord and realized that this is something that they could not do in themselves, this is not something that Jonah could do. Jonah could only bring the message. God was going to have to do the work. They had to cry mightily unto the Lord. It says, and he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king, and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. They realize that they are in a very bad situation and they need to look to the Lord. And what do they do next? Not just crying out to God, not just realizing, oh yes, I am a sinner. But they also said, yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. They turned away from their wickedness. This is the work that God had done in their lives. This is the work of God in them, working through Jonah and working in the Ninevites. It took Jonah to obey. It took the Ninevites to obey. And then we see God do an amazing thing in them. And not only that, we see the belief of Nineveh. It says there in verse number 9, who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from the fierce anger that we perish not? That's belief. They didn't know what exactly would happen. But they knew that they needed to turn away from their wickedness and cry to God. Look to God and trust in Him. That is belief. The Ninevites believed God. They trusted in Him and they obeyed His message. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that He had said that He would do unto them. And He did it not. What an amazing thing, amazing opportunity for Jonah. If he had not first obeyed, he wouldn't have been able to have that opportunity to serve the Lord. You know, that's not some sort of grand gift that we can give to God. It is a gift that we can give, but it's just the reasonable thing to do. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's reasonable that we do what God desires us to sacrifice, be a living sacrifice. And as we obey and we give the gospel, or we obey and we give the word as God desires us to, we get to see people's hearts changed, people's lives changed, whether they be saved or not. We see their lives changed as the gospel and the word is given. And that is a work of the Lord in them. But then, if we're going to see God work in their lives, they have to be obedient as well. The Ninevites had to obey. Again, I repeat this. We have the opportunity week after week to sit under the preacher, to sit under a Sunday school teacher, and to have God give us His word through His man or His woman, giving us the word. But God is using them. Are we going to allow God to work in our lives? And then are we going to be obedient? It's almost a cycle. God works in the preacher. The preacher goes in obedience and preaches the word. As they're obedient to the word that is preached, they get to take God's word and preach it to someone else. And to preach it to someone else. Teaching others also. I don't know how many times I've heard that from Pastor Sexton. He's a great encouragement and help. But we must be obedient. This is the power of obedience. When we obey, we get to see God's hand working. And that's really the entirety of the message. God commissioned. As Jonah obeyed, he got to see God work through him. And as Nineveh obeyed, Jonah got to see God work in them as well. God saw their works and repented. I know many of us have friends around us. We have coworkers around us. We desire to go to Scotland and to see God do a great work there. But the only way that we're going to see these things happen is as we are obedient to God's commissioning in our lives, to God's leading and directing. We must look to God and trust in Him and follow His leading. Would you bow your heads in prayer with me? Father, we thank you again for your goodness to us, for the truths that you give us in your word. Lord, I pray that you would please take this truth and do a work that only you can do. It's very simple. You've not made things difficult for us. But I pray that you would help us to, by faith, be obedient. This week, as we go out into this world, help us to speak to people about the gospel. Help us to speak to our fellow brothers and sisters your word to edify and to lift up and to do as you desire us to do. Lord, I pray that you would please, if there's anyone here this evening that does not know you as their Savior, I pray that they would know you tonight, that to get that taken care of, to have 100% assurance, Lord. I'm grateful for the truth that you've given to us in your word, that we don't have to wonder, we don't have to doubt, we can have certainty, we can know where we're going when we die. And Lord, I pray that you would please continue to bless and use this church and this community. I thank you for it. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that I pray.